All right, I've got 3:06. I move that we recess from executive session.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. All in favor of to recessing our executive session, coming back into regular session, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And there are none. So I think I want to start off by saying that Township trustees are extremely pleased with the performance and service with our road crew. And so I'm moving that we increase road employees' compensation by 3%.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. Should we do roll call on that, or Anita, if you'll lead us through a roll call?
Seconded?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Thank you.
One of the points that we discussed in executive session is how pleased we are again with our road employees, and we have the best roads in the county, I believe. Of course, I'm biased, but it's evident to us that we've got a great crew. I'm also going to move that we increase our road supervisors' vacation leave by 1 day from 16 days to 17 days and grant him an additional 3 comp days. But we are not making any changes to sick leave or holidays at this time. So my motion is to increase our road supervisors' vacation leave by 1 day and to change comp days to 3 days.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. Again, if we could have a roll call. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. Now let's move on to the remaining items. We won't have to go through every one of these. I just did a kind of a scattergun approach of putting everything that we could possibly talk about, but I think it's important that we have some of these items that we have some discussion on as well. Immediately. So, Mitch, you had indicated that you had an update for the lawsuit against Sugar Creek Township?
Yes. In the lawsuit of East Wayne Fire District against our township, which we have appealed, and it's in the 9th District Appellate Court, on the 4th of January, our attorney, Al Schrader, took the last step before oral arguments were scheduled. And so he issued or filed with the court on the 4th of January his reply brief. And now the status is the court will look at this and then schedule the oral arguments. That could be a month till they schedule it, and it's possible it could be a month until the actual oral argument. So it could be 60 to 90 days out until the oral argument. And that's all online. So if anybody wants to go in and see, it's all public record. You can go to the Wayne County court system and you can, you know, just do a search and it'll just pop up. You can see all the briefs.
Very well. Township capital equipment usage versus historical usage. Are you prepared to talk about that?
Yeah, I sat down with Kevin again. It started last year where we're tracking the hours and the time of the capital equipment so that we can get a better, more accurate schedule of when we want to replace equipment, which dovetails into that capital equipment replacement plan. Very pleased with Kevin watching, you know, recording the hours, and then we're tracking that, and come this spring, then I'll work with Kevin and have a much more accurate capital equipment replacement plan.
Excellent. It's been the past practice of the township to post public notice on the window of the township building. We've had a website now for 2 or 3 years, and I've got an agenda item here for suggesting a resolution to note the township public notice policy. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think that what we should do is adopt a policy where we will solely have the public notice policy on our website. I mean, it's easily accessible. You know, we have to comply that if we change, you know, a meeting date or time, we have to give at least 24 hours notice. I think we've always been well in advance of that, but that would be our official notice rather than, you know, the window of the township garage. I don't know how, I mean, I think that was a past thing done in many townships, but many townships are moving to just have the website be the notice.
I think we've all driven by other township garages and seen they have maybe a billboard or something out front that will have the public notice there. We don't really have that at ours. We've relied on the window. I noticed when I came in to Kidron last night that our meeting today was up on the marquee here at the park. We won't always be meeting at the park, so I don't know that we can rely on that as our official notice. John, do you have any?
I think we still have some older segment to our population that's maybe not so proficient with the computer quite yet. I think still posting it might be a wise idea at least for a few more years. I'll be willing to go over and post that stuff up still. Not a big deal. I just think that, you know, there's some people who still struggle with the basic usage, so.
Yeah, I mean, for me, John, the practical use is if we put a notice up in the window and somebody, do they drive by our township every day to see? What I would prefer, actually, is if they wanted to, you know, they can submit, this is Ohio law, they can submit a request that says they want to be notified. You know, they give us a stamped, self-addressed stamped envelope, and we can tell them, you know, send that back. Now, the practicality of that is, what if we have we have to give 24-hour notice, but that doesn't mean they're going to get it in 24 hours.
With mail, you're not going to get it 24 hours.
I'm not against John putting it in the window.
You just want to flip-flop, you know, the primary is the website, secondary is the window. Is that what you're requesting?
I just think that for the official notice that we say it's the website, there's nothing wrong with us putting it up in, and there's nothing wrong with notifying the paper. I don't have any issue with it. I think that's a good idea. We're putting it out here on the sign, but that it's not our official method that we're required to do. That's all.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as we're still going to continue putting it, I'm fine. Do you want to make the official website? Yeah. Be okay with that.
And we could continue to post things, but it's not the official policy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah. As long as there's still a couple other meetings, I'd be fine with that.
And I think, like, as far as I know, our meeting would always be posted out here on the sign.
Yeah.
But I don't want to rely on that.
Right.
It's the official method if the electric goes out or something like that.
No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So do you want to come back next meeting with an official resolution? Is there any discussion you want to make with the county prosecutor, or what would you like to do next? Where would you like to take it next? And then we can act as board based on that.
John, what do you think?
I'll come back with the next meeting. I'll do with that.
A resolution?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't think we need to authorize you to draft a resolution. We'll address that next meeting.
That's fine.
Excellent. Next item on the agenda is Wingard versus Underwood litigation. Can you?
Yes. Back in September. Dave Wingard had filed a mandamus action, a suit against the decision or the Jira Underwood, the official action she had taken. When our township withdrew from the East Wayne Joint Fire District, the county auditor, had a ruling that said that we were only entitled to the funds that were in the EMS funds, which, according to our legal counsel, is not in agreement with Ohio Revised Code. And this was actually an issue that we talked about as well up in the this spring at the county building, and we didn't get anywhere with it. But Dave Wingard had filed a suit. It was first filed in Summit County. And what they have done this year, it was transferred from the Summit County Court. It's still in the 9th District Court of Appeals, but it's now went across the Wayne County desk of the 9th District Court of Appeals. So Mr. Wingard had asked us earlier at the towards the end of last year if we would consider intervening in that suit. And at that time, when we talked to legal counsel, they had said, let's wait till it gets into Wayne County. Now that it's into the Wayne County court system, I would propose that we intervene in this suit because it certainly affects us. What I would do is make a motion that we, and I have a resolution. I did talk to Attorney Schrader. And got a resolution here that the board can look at. Basically, we will be, if we approve this resolution, we would be intervening in that lawsuit, which would mean that our attorney would draft a brief and submit that, as I understand it. I think that we should cap it at $5,000. Anything above that would need approval to go any further. But that should, I think Mr. Wingard has filed this lawsuit, and by us intervening, it'll minimize the cost to us. Is that pretty much correct?
I paid up front. I'm not sure how far it'll go, but I'm willing to also pay more for that.
Okay.
Because what will happen if you folks intervene and then also Baldwin, my attorney will draft a summary judgment, which then Sugar Creek's attorney and Baldwin's attorney would look at, review, so there would be a little bit of cost there for your attorney to look at that, and then that would be filed the next district. He's looking probably at the end of January, 1st of February, somewhere in that time frame to file that. I'm also looking at, and this had nothing to do with you folks, I'm going to ask the Ohio Township Association if they'll file an amicus brief on this also, because this not only affects Sugar Creek or Baldwin, it affects the state, statewide, all counties with fire districts, because of what the auditor has ruled stands, other districts can do the same thing, this needs to be clarified. The only way to get it clarified is to go through the court system.
And when I talked to Attorney Schrader, basically what I said is, okay, this would need to be something that would be billed separately, so this will be identified. It's not part of the other lawsuit. It would have a separate invoice for any billings. We would cap it at $5,000. What we've looked at is that it's in excess of $100,000 that we were shorted as a township. If they would have followed Ohio Revised Code, and taken out the amount according to our tax base that we believe we're entitled to. And so it's a substantial sum of money to our township. And, you know, with the lawsuit that East Wayne brought against us, this would certainly help with that. It's a shame, but I will say that, you know, when we're owed over $100,000, it's something that should be of a concern to us. And I would pass this resolution on this.
Mr. Wingard, your the main thrust of your mandamus is that Wayne County Auditor is fully authorized by Ohio Revised Code to execute the responsibilities of the Wayne County Auditor, but not necessarily to interpret.
Correct.
The Ohio Revised Code, and you believe there was some interpretation in that judgment, I think, is how I read that?
Yes, she interpreted her way to, and to be quite honest, if you look at the mandamus, she should have recused herself from the start on even making any decision on that, since her husband, Martin, was the attorney that set up the rules and was hired by East Wayne when they started up. Then also, with her hiring Matthews as her attorney, he also should recuse himself because he had a lawsuit against the township at the same time he was working for the county. So I guess I'm concerned the whole way around on that.
And I guess I would add as well that, you know, our township, having been sat in that mediation and actually a discussion, I guess, up at the county before the county auditor made her determination, the township is not looking for anything more than what was agreed to. So we have the issue of Ohio Revised Code is very clear of what happens if a member withdraws from a joint fire district. It's very clearly spelled out. But in addition to that, the four members of the joint fire district, when they formed this fire district, they had an amended agreement. In that amended agreement, they acknowledge that they started operation of the joint fire district without a levy, and they acknowledge that they were funding the fire district. Each entity at that time was funding it according to a certain amount, according to the agreement. And in that agreement, it notes that if a member withdraws from the fire district, when they withdraw, they will get the amount of money, basically whatever the assets are of the district, would be divided up by the tax base of the member that withdrew. So we're not asking for anything more than Ohio's Revised Code has or what their own agreement was. So, you know, I think it's very clear, and we certainly have an interest in this litigation that Mr. Winger had brought. I don't know if you've had a...
Do you have any other resolution numbers assigned already? So the resolution number that you are moving that we approve, Mitch, is 2019-01-12-1.
I'm just still not thinking it's the best idea. I don't know what taking the amount of money that's been wasted on lawyers to go ahead and do all this. The clear-cutness of this is not quite as clear-cut. The Ohio Revised Code deals with levies being divvied up on, not the way it was funded, with 70 coming from us, 72 coming from Village, 70 coming from Bachman. So the four entities are pretty much putting equal amount into it, other than Marshall that put 12, which they also donated their fire department, their station, their equipment, and their trucks to that thing. So that was kind of their way into it. And Dalton didn't provide the fire station. That was a 501c3 that provided the fire station equipment. So I get the understanding that Ohio Revised Code clearly cuts this out. I don't quite agree with that. I don't think this is a black and white open and clear-cut case. I do agree with you that it's a unique situation, being that it was funded in a weird way than being funded by a tax, so it's not, you know, we divided out 48% for us.
Rounded.
47-ish.
47% for us, it was 48%. But we're all, the three big ones in there, we're all putting 70,000 into it, so it's not 48% we're going into it. So it's a unique situation, I will give you that, it is a unique situation. But I think there's better ways of spending our money and providing a service to our residents than it is to try to keep this thing in the court system and keep going around and around and around. So that's the reason why I don't support this at all. I think there's ways we can get around it. I don't see the benefit of going after East Wayne when this is a service that we need for our township. So taking the money away from them when we need them to respond to our township doesn't make sense to me.
I guess my response, John, would be we're not going after East Wayne. The resolution here is that we're going to intervene in the case that Mr. Wenger has against Jared Underwood's
ruling
decision.
On East Wayne.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, it affects East Wayne. I would expect that they're going to intervene. Okay, I'm going to expect that as soon as we intervene, if Bachman Township, you've talked to them, Mr. Wenger, Bachman, you've talked to Bachman Township, but I don't think they've made any decision. But I'm sure that East Wayne will then intervene, and then, you know, it'll go from there. But one thing I'd like to correct is that Marshallville did not donate their equipment. Their equipment was leased for $1.
Right.
So it
it's
was
a $1
not,
lease.
Yeah, it was
it's not free, but realistically $1 for an engine, two tankers, a medic truck here, that $1.
But they have, they retain title to that.
Right.
I just want to be clear
it's not
that right. We're not trying to say that we have a right to the equipment that Marshallville has title to. The only thing that where I stand is when the East Wayne Fire District started in 2014, when it was funded, it had $0 in assets.
Right.
When we withdrew on officially on 1 January of 17, it was worth well over $300,000. So while we were a member of that, and according to their own agreement, which they acknowledged there was no levy, but they had all agreed to that before, including our previous trustees, had agreed that if a member withdrew, we were entitled to what our tax base was. So they looked at that scenario. So that would be, I mean, I respect your position on this, but just wanted to clarify a couple of things that as I see it.
Right. And how much did we pay for those 3 years? 70 each, right?
Yeah, we paid 70,000.
So we told
we funded at 70.
70. Three
and then
210,000 for 3 years.
Yeah, Tust Township would have contributed. What is it? 40,000.
Sounds about right.
I think 40,000, approximately 40, 42, somewhere in there. And
approximately. Yeah, I mean, then we just got 52.1 back from that.
Right.
And you want to go for another 100 on top of that yet? So I mean. When do you pay for the service that you receive? Do you say we should receive a free service? I mean, I guess your view is that because it wasn't done, Ohio Vice Code says because you have a levy, yes, it should be divided out a certain way. It doesn't state in Ohio Vice Code if you're funded by entities putting into it. It's a little bit different. So that's why I said it's a case that needs, it could be heard. If you guys are willing to do it, I just don't think that it's in the best interest of our township and our residents that we keep putting more stuff into it. And, I mean, if you want to, Dave, that's by all means, that's you're entitled to. That's fine. Go for it.
But are you all right, John, with our township residents getting shorted by 100-some thousand, according to the agreement that our previous trustees had signed? They went into it, and everybody that was part of that knew how it was funded.
It also lays that. Language also lays to that there is a levy in place. There never was a levy in place.
Not in the agreement.
So
the agreement said that until a levy is in place, this is how we're going to fund it.
Right.
Was that a mistake for them to start operating it? Probably so.
Ohio Revised Code refers back to levy monies being redistributed back and whatnot. It doesn't say, Ohio Revised Code doesn't specifically state that, oh yeah, it's the way it's being funded. So it's not a black and white case. It is very much a gray case.
Yeah.
It's not a, oh, for sure we're going to win it, or for sure they're going to win it. It is,
and that's
on the opinion of a judge panel sitting there and looking at the case going, is it, I just think instead of throwing the money in there, I think we try to figure out, we still need East Wayne for our service. Instead of fighting over things, we start trying to fix things.
Well, so we have,
your opinion is to go to, yeah, to court, that's, yeah, fine. I disagree.
But again, we're not filing the case, John. We're just intervening in the case that has been filed, okay?
Correct. So the board is intervening, the board is,
right,
hopping
saying
in on that,
that,
right,
we have an interest in this case.
Right.
Because it's worth over $100,000 to us. So there's certainly an interest. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be discussion, however, whatever might happen in that system. But, you know, my motion here would be to adopt this resolution, but to cap the amount. I agree, I don't want to spend more money on attorney fees than we have to. But if we spend $2,000 and the township rightfully gets back over $100,000, we've at least brought,
right,
some accountability back to our township residents and taxpayers.
Since 2016, we're upwards over $200,000, plus we still owe Altrader too for legal fees. So
absolutely,
that's why I'm saying that $200,000 that went to Brocious, Griggs, and Altrader could have served our residents very well. That's where I'm looking at. Any more,
and again,
going,
that's
on
a separate
it,
issue than this one, John. We didn't file that lawsuit. That,
but the legal fees that
us
keep coming, and it's not helping anything, it's not fixing any problems, it's not doing anything. To you, it does, and that's your opinion, that's fine. I'm saying it's mine. I don't see how we're benefiting the township residents in by any way by doing that.
I agree with John in terms of I'm not super interested in another lawsuit, but at the same time, I see a couple points. We intervened with the residents of Lake Harmony for their benefit so that they could replace their sewer system. It was at no cost to the township to intervene there. But I think the township does have some responsibility to act. That's an understatement. Some responsibility to act for the benefit of our residents. Of course we do. The amended agreement in 2014, John has stated, and I don't think it's incorrect, that, you know, the ORC did talk about how to redistribute funds when there's a levy. There was not a levy. And you can't rely on ORC at that point. You've got to rely on the contract at that point. And as long as the contract is legal and binding, then and doesn't violate ORC, then you rely on the contract. I think the contract very clearly states what funds are and aren't to be used in that gross calculation. I disagree with the auditor's interpretation of that. I guess that's my 2 cents worth. I'm not delighted by the $5,000 cap. I'd prefer more of a $2,000 cap. But I'm not opposed to adding my name to that and seconding that resolution and intervening on Mr. Leonard's behalf in this mandamus. So I will second that, and we'll have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes. That was yes.
No.
Mitch?
Yes.
Kevin provided me a road report, And I know, John, you've got some things to add to that. I'll just briefly read Kevin's note. In December, we cindered roads and cleaned ditches. We had to remove trees off of roads several times from storms and put up flood signs. Specific event that occurred was we unplugged a culvert on Moser Road that was blocked, caused by willow tree roots getting into the culvert. We built and installed a new grate on a large catch basin in Lake Harmony. The old grate was no longer safe. There was a little over 200 tons of number 8 limestone hauled in and stockpiled. So that was Kevin's report. John, you had stated you had some other items, and I put those in as safety equipment invoice.
Yeah. Oh. I'd just like to add, I had talked to the homeowner there on Gowdy Road.
Oh, yeah.
And he was very happy with what Kevin did.
Good.
He came back, and maybe to give a little more clarification on that, they used a service that was used a very high-pressure water jet stream.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin had never done that before, but it was very practical, very affordable. And rather than to tear up the entire road, they were able to get this high-pressure water system in there, and it unclogged that pipe.
Huh.
And the homeowner was very pleased.
Far out.
He said the water went down right away, strained out, and I know that that procedure Kevin is looking to use in the future. Rather than to have to dig something up.
Yeah, that'd be cheaper. Yeah. So the 176 would cost.
I've used water jet before to cut metal. Is that sort of high pressure?
Yeah, I understand it. That's kind of how it works.
Wow.
Bigger ones had like a back truck that had that on there.
So it worked very well.
Yeah.
And the homeowner that he was great.
Nice. Good. All right, John, you wanted to point out the safety equipment invoice, I think?
Yeah, Kevin said that, yeah, close to $950. They got all their safety equipment, proved some of that here earlier today, so that's good to see.
Good.
So they're all set up with the outerwear. We'll work on the uniform policy as we work on our handbook here this year.
Yep.
You got a quote for tree trimming, $5,300 around that area. And I'm also adding, why don't we do another $3,000 on top of that? We gave $8,000 last year for tree trimming. This gives him a buffer because the ash trees that are look good now, you get a good high wind storm, he drives the roads again, he finds a couple more. This gives him the ability just to take care of trees as they pop up. Not saying that he's going to use that whole 8,000, but it gives him the ability to make calls when wind storms come around. Some of these ash trees that are starting to deteriorate,
yep,
take care of. So he wanted to be okay on that if we want to go ahead with that or not. And what's your guys' opinion on that?
I think it's a good policy, John.
Yep.
What I would like to do, though, is have that quote be honored. In other words, we would pay this out separately. If they come across additional trees that need to be cut, I would like that to be noted as additional work. What I don't want to do is just suddenly that the quote of $5,200 became $8,000. I'm fine with approving
that buffer up
to $8,000. Like we would approve that up to $8,000, mm-hmm, but I want to make sure that we're getting the $5,200 in work on the quote as we requote.
Yeah, this
anything
is,
above that.
We approve the quote, and then we give him $3,000 for the remainder of the year until he uses it.
Right.
And that way, he doesn't have to wait for a meeting, and then
exactly,
he'd be okay from us. And then he called the company, and they have to
right,
schedule it.
Totally.
So,
we give Kevin that discretion.
Yeah. And the only thing is remind Kevin to make sure he pulls the insurance and bonding on that service again. So just make sure it's still up to date. So.
Will you talk to him on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can do that.
Any other action we need tonight to do that, John? I want to understand.
You just want to make sure we're all in agreement,
okay,
to honor that, like you just said, that we're honoring the quote, plus giving him some buffer as the year goes on.
Yep, definitely.
All right, I'll let him know that. And then we were talking about the stone piles.
Right.
And he said Candle still has available to him an extra 11 loads of number 8s. And our 8 pile got done pretty far this year because of sunlight hitting the road and just being warm for a longer period of time. So when you look at the average loads that we're taking in, they're right around 26 tons. 11 loads times 26. And the price that I found from our bid was $2,205 a ton, so we're looking right around there, $6,300. To, if we're okay with that, and since we dwindled our eights down, I think that would be a wise idea. Stone doesn't rot, it just, we will.
We'll use it, yeah.
And Kevin feels pretty good that we have a good price at that $2,205. Our next closest bid on that eights was $26 a ton. So that's a $3.95 a ton difference.
Yeah.
So while we still have, he said, in comparing to previous years, this $2,205 was actually a pretty good price. It's not the best, but it's still on the better end. You want to know if he could go ahead and do that?
Should.
You know, are we okay with an extra $6,300 on?
I would think so, yeah. You said 2205, how many?
$2,205.
$2,205 a ton, it comes to $6,306.30.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was a PO that came across that was in excess of that anyway, that blanket, so.
Yeah.
I'll let Kevin go ahead and do that.
Very good.
The oil and stone bid we did separately last year, and a little bit of a concern with that is that we have to pay for the daily record for the fee for that, which is going to keep increasing apparently. So we were talking about last year of combining them. So looking at a time frame, Kevin wants to know, are we still wanting to combine them to save on the daily record or the advertising fee? And if so, probably I want to run that past the prosecutor. He probably would think that March or April he wants to put it out because we need to give them a month on the bid and then we open up the following meeting.
The main benefit there is that we save the daily record fee, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So it's not like it's a economy of scale with the combining the oil and stone bid under one.
Once we have language
vendor
for years on out, it's just the one switch that we'd have to run. It's not like every year you have to run it past the prosecutor. It's mainly we're gonna be taking both of them, combining them. We're not going to run it past the prosecutor. We're just going to combine it and do it in one shot. That's fine.
How much money are we talking about?
Is the daily record charging us $500 an ad? Or
I mean, my concern is I'm not sure if this is material.
You just want to know if we're going to go ahead and do that. Do we want this the direction the board wants to go combine them or not?
I don't see a huge. Sense of urgency.
Most townships are doing that right now. They're combining their, when they put out for the oil bid, they also put out for their stone bid at the same time.
I mean, I'm not opposed to doing it, but I just want to understand, is we're saving 200, we're saving 50, we're saving 500.
You're not in excess of $200 now.
Okay.
But I mean, we can decide that when we go to put out the bid, we can put it together.
Okay, we just want to know how we want to proceed. I mean, do we pay by a space or is it for use?
I think it's for the space. I guess I'm not 100% sure how the daily record fills this. It wasn't extremely much, but I mean, it would be nice to have to only deal with that once.
Yeah, get that done in one shot.
But I don't know if it's, I mean, it's not hugely critical for me either, but.
I'm not opposed to combining. And I don't think we need a motion to combine.
No, just one.
Yep. Did you have in your agenda something about Lake Harmony? Was that the same thing that Kevin covered? Okay.
Remember that. And the firing mess levy at the last meeting. Was the point of contact for the December 11th meeting? I made a point of contact for that.
Right.
So, did you guys see that it came back with some information for that? So, I have some of it here.
I was on the matrix today. I did not see that.
Yeah. Well, she closed it out. So
okay.
Back
got it.
Yeah, I never got a notice that there was anything. I got it that it was assigned to her, but that nothing came through that there was anything that was posted.
Gotcha. It's funny because I have had that too when you guys post.
It doesn't pick you up.
Yeah.
Ew.
So But here's some of the back. So the long and short of it all, our first up at this is November 7th of 2019.
Okay.
I misunderstood the budget committee. I thought it was this spring. And when you look at the levy that expires in 2019, it lists May and November. It's actually, when you read further down through, it's actually just November.
Okay. John, we'll go on, if you're okay.
Yeah.
If we don't need to do anything, we'll look at this. Scott and I can look at it then.
Yeah, since we're not, the August.
It's not, we'll have a cutoff for that for August 6th or 7th, probably, not understanding what the weekends are right here off the top of my head, but.
So the August 7th would be our filing date deadline. We need two readings before that, so if we're not going to do any special meeting, we're looking at the June 12th meeting, that we need to have everything back from the prosecutor, which means probably by somewhere in April-ish area. We need to be making a decision and starting to send that paperwork to her so she can have it all drawn up by our June 12th meeting.
Okay.
But again, this is the earliest that we can put it on.
This is the first time, yes, then we'd have May and November the following year to do it also.
And just, I mean, we don't need to do anything now, but I would just say that my position right now is to, I'm not in a rush to do anything. We have that lawsuit going on right now. That East Wayne, basically in their lawsuit, is they were trying to gather all levy proceeds and $70,000 a year. I'm in no rush to go back to another levy until we get some clarification on that. That's just my personal standing.
I understand. Fire departments are a needed service. Not having fire in the mess.
Absolutely.
Not good either, so.
I haven't seen, because you were going to talk about whether it's replacement or renewal, right?
I did ask that question there. She gave a response in there about what defines a renewal, what defines a replacement, the benefits of either way. She does explain out the whole way through there.
Okay, we'll look at that.
I will look at that.
Talk about that. Time. There wasn't a rush. The only rush is if we're going to do it in November, we need to have
right
stuff done by April, just so we know that time frame there.
I, talking about this, did jog my memory. When I had contacted East Wayne back on January 2nd about the, you know, please provide some type of plan going forward. What are we doing here? My specific comment was, I would like to understand if there is a new plan based on the new territory boundaries so the township can prepare for the next Sugar Creek Township fire and EMS levy. You know, I think we need to understand that so we can begin to, an expression I've heard is monetize what it's going to take from the township perspective, and then from there we can develop what is that levy amount going to be. So I think we are preparing for that, I would love to have language put together in April, but we have to see what the plan is, and then I think as well, you've got a legitimate point. We need to understand what's going on with our ongoing relationship there. That's my input. Was there any?
No, I'm fine with it. But give a timeline to review everything.
Yeah.
Looks like it's pretty detailed.
Yeah, they also gave us the 2017 ruling that they gave for the initial levy lines put in.
Oh, good.
She gave the guidance that was happening there. Now, the only difference is that I tried downloading that one. For whatever reason, it didn't work. Like, I can view it on the matrix. I download it, and it says it can't.
Can't print or something. Okay. Okay.
Is there the rest of them? You can, as long as you're on the matrix and you view it, you can view it. So
you have
if you download the PDF. It won't.
And again, this is all attorney-client privileged.
Yes,
on the matrix.
You have a case number 300 dash something.
Yeah, it's 300-1896.
But if you go in there on the dashboard, you can see it.
It's
yeah.
On the right lower corner where there's like the activity report.
Yeah.
I found if you click the actual number, it'll bring up. Keep clicking until you get there.
Okay. Because I like to have stuff on the township building window. Sometimes this stuff.
through Brett, I wasn't able to make contact with that. I did have a person, you know, raise concern about that property and the vehicles that are getting up along there. So they are in our right of way, so there's concern of that. Kevin has concerns about pushing snow past there. So again, we're still at the mercy of the health department. Some are odd and avenues that we're exploring, especially with the vehicles along the roadway. And the last thing I had was the emergency call log that I showed you last month for how we're going to proceed forward with logging calls.
Are you thinking about starting that beginning January 1 of 19?
Yes.
And so you might, somehow you're going to get that info from Workov or Wayne County Dispatch.
Wayne County Dispatch.
Or wherever, yeah.
Put that together.
Okay.
The only thing that I asked is that you allow me to be that point of contact for one public request, so they're not getting a couple extras.
Yeah.
And when I come back to the board, I will have it put into that log, and I also hand over what I was given by those two agencies.
I'm cool with that.
So it's not, I'm just handing you a log saying I said, so you can actually review the log and double check my work to make sure it's done correctly.
The backup information. Good.
So the records we would just share.
Yes.
I agree, then that way we're not making multiple requests.
Correct.
Well, and I think the other backup is the fire departments are going to be giving us their logs as well, so
right.
There's an audit trail there.
Yes, it will be an audit trail. I tried coming up with something for a fire call, and there's so many dynamics, because if it turned into just a room of contents fire and they turned the mutual aid away, that's different than if you had a fire and you had 12 mutual aid companies there. There's not a way to build a form. So whenever there is a structure fire, that's going to be a different type of report than just a one unit type of response. Same with the MVC with mutual aid response. That might be look a little different than the EMS log that we're going to do. If you have one accident where you have four mutual aid squads, that's going to be different to try to plug all those numbers in.
I have a recommendation, and at the expense of sounding like an idiot, you understand the nuances to a degree that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that if you come back to 30,000 feet
mm-hmm.
and look at it from there, it may be that we don't need all that detail on the fire. Maybe.
It's not going to be as extreme. It's more of a one was mutually notified. When did they get out the door? One, you know.
Yeah.
Just seeing how that all plays together. It's not going to be a play-by-play, person-by-person detail.
Yeah.
It's
another way of looking at it. Maybe EMS may be really cut and dried. Boom, boom, boom.
EMS is cut and dry. It's very easy to do.
Each fire may be an individual report,
right,
that we don't necessarily have a,
it's not going to be one pretty little line where you can,
right, and not every one of them is going to fit in there.
Involving multiple agencies, it becomes very messy on how you try to do how it all gets put together.
Fortunately, there's far fewer fire calls,
right,
in general. So it may be that we can take the fire on a as it comes in type of basis and kind of develop that over the next 12 months.
Right, that was my intent too. That when we have a structure fire, then I have to build that data separately from an EMS log. It can become,
yeah.
With Warthog and 8500, actually, I haven't got a hold of Wayne County Dispatch yet. I requested it here before the end of the year. I'm still waiting to get a hear back from them. But like I said, they can just dump me everything for Kittering and Orville for that month. I have to go through and pick through it because they can't pick out township. Their system doesn't deviate from that, so I said that's no big deal. So
do you need a motion to authorize you as a single point of contact, or
no motion, just agreement that, you know, so that, you know, Warcog doesn't get three requests from us for the same information,
right?
So that's all I request. As the months come, then I'll start building that information. Hopefully I can have it ready for the following month's meeting.
And then as you get the records, you can just forward them to us. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Either just forward them to you, or I'll just hand it to you in a stack of paper that we need to all put together.
I'd prefer, you're getting it in an electronic file?
Yes.
Yeah, I would prefer that.
Electronic?
Yeah.
Scott, seeing as you...
Yes, I'm sorry, I was paying attention. I didn't realize you were waiting on me.
That's all I have.
Okay. We did get November and December fire report from EWFD. I did not, I don't get an emailed version of KBFD that comes direct to me, or of Orville that comes direct to me, but I did get EWFD. Looked like there was 7 calls in November that were in the unincorporated area of Sugar Creek, 23 in the incorporated area of Sugar Creek, so 30. Total in November and December, 2 calls in the unincorporated area, and 19 calls in Downton, for 21 total.
I had them come off year-end total for it, too.
Okay.
You put in the meeting minutes.
Meeting minutes.
Do you have this in electronic?
Yes.
If you could forward that.
You can keep these, I have this.
Okay, yeah, that's right, you're on that. Pass one of those down to John, and I'll give you a copy as well. This is a letter that I drafted. Not certain if, well, I think I would like for you guys to read it and see if this is something that we should continue forward with or not.
So this letter, Scott, as I read this, this is from the board. This is not something that you have sent.
Correct, this is not.
To the village.
This has not been sent.
You're bringing it to the board.
I'm bringing it to the board, looking for feedback. The upshot of the letter is, in 2019, now where we're at, Village Downton becomes primary financial backer representing East Wayne Fire District. We have, the township has 1,800 residents that are within the village. And so those individuals who are taxpayers are now paying taxes to the village to fund the lawsuit against the township and simultaneously paying taxes to the township to defend us in this ongoing lawsuit. So we're now at a point, and it's more to a point now because in 2019, Downton and Marshallville now are the two individuals in the joint fire district. And so it becomes evident that there's a gross conflict there of our mutual residents' interests, where they're really not benefiting at all, to points made prior here earlier in the meeting, that they're paying to fund both sides, and that's in no way fair to them. So you know, the upshot is we need to abandon this, or we need to what's the term that they used? I'm forgetting it. It'll come to me because it's in here. They should detach. They talked about detachment last year. So I think it's in their best interest to detach. That way we don't have this mutual taxation, double taxation or conflicting taxation in the village. John, you brought to my attention here a few meetings ago that the village residents are also township residents. And so it wasn't until you made that point that it's like, okay, then we've got them in a saddle that is not comfortable. Not comfortable to me, certainly not comfortable to them. It's not appropriate for them. So this letter is addressed to the village council and is asking them to consider detachment, but you know, that's as far as I'll go with public record there until we come to an agreement that what we're doing here is.
But we're open to considering that,
yeah,
detachment.
I don't. I don't oppose detachment. In fact, I think it may be the best alternative in this fight that we're in, or discussions that we're in, or this seems to be an ongoing struggle between the township and the village, or township and the fire district. But
your example here, Scott, I think is good, because, but I think there might be one thing here that's missing, unless I've missed it, that if there was a new levy, that the East Wayne Fire District, which now it's just two members, the village of Marshallville and the village of Downton. You give an example here of if the village of Downton put on or if it was a 3.1 mil levy, the village of Downton residents would pay $136,000 in new taxes. But do you have in here additionally, they're already paying 1 mil,
right,
township?
I allude to that in the back, where there's already I think it was in the back, where there's already a levy that they're contributing to.
So in essence, they would have like $136,000 plus $40,000.
Right.
So you're looking at $176,000 that they're paying in taxes. $136,000 of that is new, and the village of Marshallville.
It became more starkly evident when Bachman Township withdrew. And now it's just Downton and Marshallville, and it's a little bit more transparent to me. I just realized this in December, that we're kind of in a sticky spot.
And Marshallville would be paying $19,000 in new taxes.
rather, yeah.
That multiple from.
Now, that paragraph to me, I don't think really needs, isn't really anything between Cherry Creek and the village of Dalton. I think that's dealing with Dalton and Marshallville issues. So I'm fine with the rest of it if you exclude the paragraph that says a hypothetical 3.1.
That hypothetical example.
That's between Dalton and Marshallville and their residents, what they want to do with their fire protection.
But.
It's not for us to discuss. That's not our business. The rest of it, yeah.
As far as detaching or?
Detachment, yeah, that's whatever the council, if they want to talk about detachment, it's fine. If they don't want to, that's fine too. I'm not opposed to sitting down and listening and see what they, what's going to go on, so.
Okay.
Say no to you, listen to it.
I appreciate that feedback. I don't want to relay this to the village of Dalton council members unless we are closer to unanimous. So I can remove that or.
I don't have a problem with that being in there. I mean, that's just a fact of the fire district. I don't have an issue, but I also don't have an issue if it wasn't.
That's between village council of Marshallville and the village council of Dalton. That's them talking things. That's not between the village of Dalton and the Cherry Creek Township.
And I am under separate cover asking for their plan, and I would prefer to put, if they had a plan of a levy coming on the ballot at some point, I'd prefer to address it that way. This is a hypothetical. It's not quite strong, I don't think, by having a hypothetical. Any other feedback? I'll certainly run it back through and mop up, because I think I make some references to that in the maybe the concluding paragraph, so I'll clean that up. Maybe it's I think I summarized 3 points in there, and so it would be the unfair taxation point. I would back that out, I think.
Okay. Do you want to just bring it? Just
I'll bring it back.
Table this for now.
I'll bring it back. Appreciate your input. Another thing that became evident to me I want to discuss here, as of January 1st, North Lawrence is responding to emergency calls in Tus Township, right down Deerfield Avenue. So they're responding to calls on the east side of Deerfield Avenue, and East Wayne is responding to calls on the west side of Deerfield Avenue. I'm just wondering if there is an opportunity there for discussion with North Lawrence regarding what if they took the west side of Deerfield, since it's adjacent to territory that they're already covering, and as demonstrated in the December meeting, they were arriving there more quickly since they're a full-time staffed fire district, that there may be some benefits there.
They're part-time. There are 24/7 two guys at this time right now. They have a full-time department. They are staffed in 24 hours.
Okay.
What are the things there? The other thing is we, with the whole lawsuit that we have tied up, I don't think it's in the best interest. Yeah, you have to have a quicker response there, but we still are tied up in the court system right now. And I think that we kind of wait that plays out a little bit before we start entering agreements with everyone else.
Yeah, I don't think.
That just muddies the water.
I see that point.
If so desired, we could let Chief Newsbaum and Chief Rock work that out.
I see that point. It's difficult for me to think of how do I explain that we could have arrived faster, but we couldn't because we're in a lawsuit.
That's why I'm saying, why don't we let Chief Rock and Chief Newsbaum try to work that out before we try to do anything.
How do we address that with them?
Let me can chat with Chief Newsbaum. I can also call Chief Rock, I still have good standings with him. Just an auto aid thing, but it all would be, they can respond there, and East Wing and Jason. That's not unusual in the fire and EMS world to do that along property line, or on border lines where they respond to different units, and then whoever gets there quicker gets the help out, and then whoever actually has the jurisdiction does the transport or takes care of the fire or whatever else. That's not uncommon in the state of Ohio along edge lines.
Would it be appropriate to have a separate mutual aid contract with North Lawrence? That would be between Sugar Creek Township and North Lawrence. It would be a mutual aid agreement where we would be paying them direct.
There's no payment given on that.
Yeah, I don't have any issue at all with having a discussion with North Lawrence because I do have concerns about in 2019. I mean, as you sent a letter to East Wayne, what is their plan in 2019? What are they going to do?
Right.
I have no problem at all if we would have a discussion with North Lawrence. So, you got here, a resolution?
To discuss fire and EMS coverage?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that we're going to agree to anything. Just, I think that's way too premature, but
right.
I think there's no problem at all. You're just saying here to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I have absolutely no, I think that actually might be a good idea.
Well, I remember back in the day that there was complaints about East Wayne being too big, that they had too much coverage area. We actually are not going to have more bigger coverage area with one station than what East Wayne did with two stations. I think with Bachman Township, how about we let them run in Bachman Township and see how that goes and see what their response times are and see how they can handle Lawrence, Tusk, and Bachman.
Well, John, we're not, all we're saying is just to have that discussion. We're not agreeing.
Doesn't mean anything. Why is there such a push to be sitting down talking with North Lawrence all of a sudden?
Well, I think that, as Scott pointed out here, they're coming down on Deerfield.
Deerfield, yeah.
Down into, I mean, just basically on the same road as.
Right.
And, yeah, I think there are some concerns that you pointed out about.
I'm not sure how far south they're coming on Deerfield. I think at some point Brewster comes up. But I don't understand exactly where that's at.
Deerfield ends in on
just
241.
Just and my information is just from the article that was in the paper when the Tusk Township trustees started talking about where North Lawrence was going to cover north part of their territory, and then the south part of their territory was going to be covered out of Brewster. I'm not sure if that's on Deerfield or not.
That would be on Deerfield.
Okay.
It'd be over on that. That's over on Alabama.
Okay.
They can do an auto aid together with themselves. If there's a call on Deerfield, they'll both respond. And then when, if it's on the west side of the road, then East Wayne will do a transport or take care of whatever emergency situation there. And if it's on the east side, then it's North Lawrence side. That is very common. That's not unusual on border lines anywhere.
I'm just wondering if that's in the MABUS plan now.
Yeah, that's, and again, I made the public reference request to get
on
the MABUS
fires?
Plan. Yeah.
On fires, it is.
On fires or squad.
Fires, it's auto-aided right away. Last I saw the Kidron, they don't do the auto-aid right off the bat. I think there's special alarms they may do some auto-aid on. I haven't seen the special alarms. There's about 10, 12 of them, I can't remember. But on their general alarms, 7-1, 7-2, 7-3, which is pretty much the encompassing area, they only call themselves in Oroville for red. Whereas East Wayne right now is calling.
That is different than I understand it.
So the last box I saw was from 2016, or MABUS from Kidron. That's what it was set up for. So the MABUS for East Wayne is that there's a fire in the village of Dalton right now. They're calling East Wayne, there's Kidron, and Warville, and North Lawrence are all coming on the initial one. That means that it's not East Wayne gave the tone, and then they asked for help. That is, all those tones are dropping off at the same time. They're all responding at the same time.
That's different than what I saw in that one call.
That's different than I've seen.
Back in February. I'm not saying it hasn't changed and is that way now. But
dispatch has to be able to do that too.
Right.
And there's keywords they're looking for. So again, how the caller called it in, maybe that didn't trip off the dispatcher to do it that way. That could be the reason why that didn't happen. There's variables. That's why I'm saying looking back in 2018 is not gonna be the best. Is it numbers? Yes, but it's not the best because situations like that, they come up when we play back the call, they just say, yeah, there's some smoke in the area. Really, there was a full-blown fire going on. So, I'm not opposed to talking to North Lawrence, but I don't think it's something, you know, I think we get to the end of the year, we can make that decision to discuss with them that.
Yeah, I have concerns about what's happening in 2019. From a financial standpoint, because, I mean, they're losing $70,000 from Bachman and all the EMS proceeds that would go with those calls. They've lost $45,000 with Tusk and all the EMS proceeds that would go with that. And so I have no problem agreeing to talking to them just to start discussions. That's all it is. But to open that door, because I don't want to be behind the eight ball here if they don't have a plan.
Right.
I'm not saying you don't talk to them. I'm just saying we can table it for a while. And I think there's a lot of data that needs to be gathered before you say that North Lawrence is going to be a good fit for Shrewsbury Township.
Well,
there are a lot of what-ifs right now.
I think we've looked at a lot of data. I think what we're looking for is what's their plan next year. You say you still haven't got a...
I would like to understand.
To be fair, they haven't had their first meeting.
Right.
In January here.
Yeah, I got that roster for 21 people, I think, something like that. But there's been a lot of changes since then. And so I'm afraid that they have less than 20 people responding. Let me get an actual number. So 27 was on this roster, but
what's the date of that?
There is no date, so I mean I'm trusting that it's up to date. But there's names on here that I know are no longer serving or on leave of absence or on disciplinary leave or have resigned. So it's not current, and I've asked for that. So I'm assuming based on the names I know are not currently active on that, we're down to 20. Where we had been at 41, I think, back in the last federal grant application had 41. So it's half the staff that we'd had previously serving a broader territory. And I need to understand a plan.
Yeah, I don't have any reservation as far as that, having a discussion with North Lawrence, but I know we can't take any action, nor should any action be taken.
Right.
Or even any proposals.
Right.
Just to have a discussion, how do you handle that particular area? I'm fine with that.
Okay. Then I am going to create a new motion here, and it's going to be resolution 2019-01-12-2, I think, based on what we had done. Three?
Aren't we at three?
No, the one we had done earlier was dated for January 1st.
Oh, okay. You're right.
So we're at two. And this resolution is to authorize me, Scott Widmer, as the point of contact with North Lawrence Volunteer Fire Department just to discuss their current fire and EMS coverage with Tusk Township and how that might overlap with East Wayne Fire District. And I'm going to say no further authorization than just discussion. John, I'm not even going to discuss auto aid. I think we can come back to that.
So what are you going to discuss again? So I understand what you're making a resolution on.
I want to understand where it is on Deerfield Avenue that they're serving, if there's overlap between residents that we have on Deerfield Avenue, how far south is that going? And I think that's the main thrust of it.
So if you want to talk about that area, just understand what's going on, that's it.
Yep.
No further discussion of that narrow parameter.
Deerfield Avenue.
No money, no nothing, or just understanding how it's being responded to, that's it.
Yep.
Now they cover, to be clear, they cover Deerfield Avenue north 30, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They would, right? Yeah, it would be wherever it touches Tuss Township.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that particular stretch.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Further discussion, or is there a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. And then if we have a roll call.
Scott.
Yes.
John.
No.
Mitch.
Yes.
All right. I've also got on here appoint records management team. I think we did that last year, actually. I don't think we need to reappoint. We can, I'd actually make a motion to continue with the existing records management team.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of maintaining the same records management team, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none. Past practice on appointing a fire prevention officer, do you guys have any preference about how we do that? I think past practice has been to alternate, but I don't know that we've continued that past practice. You have any thoughts about that?
We're alternating back and forth. We should go to Chief Newsbaum.
And I move that we appoint Chief Kyle Newsbaum as our fire prevention officer.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of appointing Chief Newsbaum as our fire prevention officer, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none. All right. Verify road mileage. That's for another meeting. Capital equipment life and replacement schedule, I think, actually came from last year's January meeting, and I think we've covered that pretty well. Fire department's reports and discussion, I think we've made that. Is there any other items there that we would need to discuss? And then OTA conference coming up in February. I don't have a schedule for that just off the top of my head. I need to look in my files, but.
We had approved previously for
Kevin to
attend.
Yeah. John, are you planning on attending? I would like to attend. I don't know what days yet, but Mitch, you have any?
Yeah, I'd like to attend as well.
Itinerary.
I don't have anything with me.
Me and Kevin are planning on if he can go because it's not snowing, then we might have a room arranged down there. We're gonna share a room.
Okay. Are you thinking about doing it? It's kind of high season for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Usually the.
I think it's the 28th.
Yeah.
January.
Last weekend in January.
I think it's, because that's a, it starts on Wednesday afternoon. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Yep. I know I've had conflicts before where I'm not able to go. Well, I just brought that up as a, see if we need to juggle schedules or what we need to do, but.
Friday.
All right.
Class is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
And that's in Columbus.
Yeah. All right, well, before we conclude, we've got to do all of our signings. I've got two discussion requests. Do you want this? Is this a public discussion request? Nanette Sprunger, I appreciate your comments here. And public discussion request is admonishing us. I'm going to put words in your mouth, I think. Admonishing us to this year find a way to have a paid staffed fire district. I think, is that, did you have any comment you wanted to make on that, or?
No, I just thought last month you did a good job of showing that the township, the fire district, needed to be funded and that kind of thing. I know that nothing to try to do with that in the county. Do I have another question?
Sure.
You were mentioning about when they closed Rainbow Valley.
Yeah.
And you're asking for the funding part of it. Isn't that a Sugar Creek Township?
We haven't seen a plan yet until we figure out. We haven't gotten a final plan of what, how they're actually going to close. I've heard.
I mean, it sounds like you're asking the firm to figure out the plan.
We have the authority to set the 911 zones,
yeah,
where those calls go and how they're routed. But I, you know, and so in that territory, we have the calls routed to East Wayne Fire District. If that intersection were to close, to me, there's only two ways to cross 30 and get down South Wingard Road at that point, and that's either down 94 over to Henry or over to Curzon and up Arnold. Neither of those alternatives are fantastic, I don't think. So I want to understand if perhaps the chief knows or has been in contact with DOT to understand what is going on there. And then we need to go from there, but. Okay.
So if there are other roads closed or you're working on culverts that are closed, is that considered an East Wayne one that the road is closed?
No. Well, sometimes I head down Emerson Road and I see that East Union has decided to close the road, and that's irksome when I have to route around through different ways. Yeah, I wished it was. That's an excellent point.
I think they usually do. I know when I was chief, they'd let us. They let us know if they, let's say they're putting in a culvert or something.
Yeah.
And the road's going to be closed. Okay. They'll notify us.
There's usually on the county engineer's website, if it's a county road, there's notices there. But yeah, I think it would be good for us to have that as a policy.
And I think, you know, if maybe Kevin's doing it, but at the county level, we're gonna have that county meeting. Remember last year, they, by law, they have to have that meeting with each township. And I think that's something that we should bring up.
That's an excellent point. All right, very good. Any other public discussion requests that haven't been turned in?
Next meeting?
Next meeting is gonna be February 12th at this building.
Don't forget, you have to sign.
7 p.m. We're gonna stick around and sign documents. And then we'll adjourn the meeting at that point. I don't have any other items. Any other items? I think we're all done with items, so. Appreciate your attendance and your patience, and hope you drive safely home. We will adjourn after we sign. I should have put on my signature line just X that way. So much easier. Have the captain there.
It's been 2 weeks since he gave me that request.
For over 100.
And. Fired up. It's not gonna scare me anymore. Even though I'm shaking.
Nope. You gotta stand up. What you've done.
I forgot. I have to put a time that we adjourned.
Oh, we haven't adjourned.
We haven't adjourned.
Breathe. Do you want to read this?
No.
I don't either.
Coffee or?
Did you read that? I made eye contact with him during the meeting, and he didn't want me to read it, so.
This was first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want you to read it?
Yeah. So we got bullies and cowards in our community. Gonna do something to it. See you, Mary. Drive safe.
Coming, Mary. Drive safe. Thank you.
Are any done?
Scott needs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
All these are blank ones.
Yeah.
Did I not? Oh.
Here's a stack, too.
done.
The stack is done.
First of at least three. Those are all signed by me. Shoo. Feels like I should be signing a mortgage after all that. Some signatures in there that were legible, but only barely.
I don't think I should be able to read any of y'all's name from your signature. Just saying.
It's all
we cannot disagree with you. Kevin said that clear draining. Did you talk to him at all about it, John?
Yeah, I know the process. They have a big truck mounted on, or they just have a trailer mounted on?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking it's a trailer.
They have a big truck mounted on. They have two guys, and that's all they do every day.
Who does?
I think he's got one marked out of the Jackson. They're big trucks.
Making the.
They're big back, they have a back truck on them, like this big, so they go down culvert and then they go or down a catch basin and then go this way.
Yeah.
And then they have a vacuum behind it to
pick it up. Crazy. All right. Anything else? Last call? Corrections to the record? Then I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
There are no abstentions or oppositions to that, then we are adjourned.